Oh, there you are, dear.
Mom, not here.
Oh, my sweet boy is going up, up. Oh, you nearly left Mr. Cummings behind here.
Mom.
What? You always take Mr. Cummings with you. I guess I could keep him with me this time if you'd like.
No, I think I'll take care of it.
Must you leave so close to Christmas?
Yes, Mom. A pirate must sail the sea, no matter what time of year it be. And besides, what is Christmas without presents?
My sweet boy, you still have a lot to learn. There's more to Christmas than just presents. Don't you want to set up our manger scene? I know your father's passing has been tough on you, but you should really be home for the holiday.
Mom, please. The crew will be here any minute.
Well, since you won't change your mind, I'll go. Sail safely and try to stay dry. Oh, and don't forget to wear clean underwear.
Mom.
Girls, say goodbye to your brother. Come find me in the market afterwards so you can pick out some candy.
You know I've always wanted to sail the seven seas, so take me with you.
Me too.
Are you crazy? The seas are no place for a wee child, especially not a laugh.
I can handle myself.
Me too.
Not a chance. It's too dangerous.
It'll be especially dangerous without your map.
What are you talking about?
I stole your map while you're sleeping, and you'll never find it without my help.
Why, ye gutter snipe! How do I know you aren't double-crossing me?
I promise to give it to you once we set sail. I just want to see the ocean with my own eyes.
Okay, but you shall never use me full name. Call me Captain Bart.
Deal. Ew!
This is a pirate thing.
What about me?
I can't watch you both at the same time. You'll have to stay home.
Well, if it isn't the famous Captain Black, Bart.
Flyman, what are you doing here?
I heard you were setting sail. I thought I'd stop by and see if you needed another crewman.
I wouldn't let you board me ship even if you paid me.
Are you still mad about the last time we sailed together?
Aye, you stabbed me in the back and took me loose.
Oh, come on. Give a pirate another go, eh?
Not a chance. You can't be trusted. Now, be on your way.
Is that Mr. Cuddlywinkles?
What? No. It's Janie's bear. She left it there on the dock.
Right.
Don't cry, boss.
Oh, leave me be.
Dry your eyes.
Or blow your nose. Better?
Yes. Now, blasted Captain Bart, he's going to ruin our Christmas.
Black Bart?
Yes, but you wait and see. I'll get on that ship one way or another.
What for?
No pirate sets sail right before Christmas unless there is a giant plunder waiting for him at sea.
Ooh, treasure.
Shut up so I can think. How am I going to get on his ship?
We could get disguises.
And sneak on board.
And spy on the crew for you.
And you could spy on the captain.
Hush up, I'm trying to think over here. I've got it. We'll get disguises and sneak on board, then you two will spy on his crew while I spy on the captain.
Great idea, boss.
Thank you. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
You're welcome, boss.
Why must you speak that way?
What way?
You two are idiots.
Thank you, boss.
By thunder. Janie, where are you?
Here, Captain.
Do you have the map? All right, now check in the other crewmen. Whew. Whose cat this be?
Beats me, sir.
Meow.
It's taken a liking to us. By thunder, take down this cat's name. She'll be the ship cat.
What shall we call it, Captain?
I shall call it Cat. She looks kind of like a cat.
Just a cat?
What? Don't give me that look. I'm the captain and I'm older. So I make the rules. On you go, Cat.
Hey, meow.
Who's ready to board me ship?
We are!
How do we know you won't maroon us on an island somewhere once you're finished with us?
Because I can't do it alone. I have to place trust in you to work me ship properly, and I want you to trust me the same way.
That's not enough.
Imagine this then, dashing through the sea in one sailed open ship. O'er the waves we go, smiling all the way. Bells on mermaids ring, making us smile bright. Oh, what fun it is to sail with good old Captain Bart. So what do you say? Are you with me?
Yeah!
What's in it for me?
Didn't you hear me song?
Yes.
There be a map, matey.
Already have a map, don't need another one.
'Tis a treasure map, mate.
All right, you've convinced me.
Perfect. You can be me first mate.
I can't swim. Will that be a problem?
I'm not so sure you should be getting on a ship, mate.
My name is Indigo Magenta. I lost my father, so I might cry.
Right.
How big is the plunder gonna be?
Big enough for all of us to celebrate Christmas properly, mate.
What's your name?
Huh?
Your name, I need it.
What?
I'm calling that mate Ears.
I have a really restricted diet. I can't have wheat, shellfish, gummy bears, eggs, fruit, pretzels, sour worms,
and
butter.
Sounds like you're going to be very hungry.
I'm afraid of mice. Will there be any mice on your ship?
We just hired a ship cat, so you shouldn't see too many.
Ooh, I love cats.
Sorry, matey. We be full now.
Do you have a cook?
By thunder. I knew I was forgetting something. You're hired.
Name, sir?
Slime.
Did you say slime?
No. Sorry, it's cook. With an E.
Cookie it is.
Bring in the gangplank and cast off.
Bring in the gangplank and cast off.
Let's sing a little tune, boys.
Yo ho, yo ho, pirates are the way to go.
At last I'm on the deep blue sea and pirates chant along with me.
Yo ho, yo ho, pirates are the way to go.
Set the sails and tie that rig, I'm the man who sails this rig.
Yo ho, yo ho. Pirates are the way to go.
We're off, the treasure will be mine. I'll be rich by Christmas time.
Yo ho, yo ho. Pirates are the way to go.
We're undercover secret spies. We're the boss's ears and eyes.
Yo ho, yo ho. Pirates are the way to go.
Spending Christmas with the fam. We don't have any plans.
Yo ho, yo ho. Pirates are the way to go. My cunning plan has worked so far. The treasure will be really large. Yo ho, yo ho. Pirates are the way to go.
Meow.
So, what brings you up to sea, Captain?
Christmas, actually. Since my father has passed, I had to quit school to work. But most sailors won't hire me. They think me too young.
So this is your last attempt at getting money before Christmas, then, eh?
That it is. Christmas is worthless without presents.
Who taught you that?
My father always had lots of presents under the tree. There's nothing else to look forward to without him. Better go wake up me crew.
Morning, mate. Hungry?
No, I'm fine. That blasted Bart.
The captain?
Yes, you fools. He isn't giving up any info about the treasure.
How do you know about that?
The boss told us not to say anything to anyone, and we didn't.
So who are you?
And what have you done to the boss?
You morons, it's me.
How?
I'm in disguise, just like you are, you idiots.
So you're Cook E? Did you know?
No.
Whoa.
You think so?
Oh, you bet.
Well, thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, that blasted Bart.
The captain?
Yes, him. He's making me feel guilty for trying to steal his treasure.
How?
He was just telling me that his father passed, so he needs the money for presents.
Poor Bart.
Oh, shut your traps. I need presents too, you know.
You're one weird cat. Don't you know you're not supposed to use spoons?
I am not a cat.
Rosie, is that you? That's a pretty good disguise.
Thanks.
So, why are you here?
I didn't want to be alone on Christmas. I wish you two weren't out here. I'd rather be together, even if that meant no present. Now I'm missing everything. The tree, the nativity scene, Christmas Eve service, all of it.
Mother would have been there.
Yeah, I know, but she sleeps a lot, and besides, it's not the same without you and Bart.
That's true. I wonder if she knows we're missing yet.
Depends on how long she's been awake.
I think she was.
Oh, brother.
Dear Mum, me and the shipmates are having a whale of a time. Ha ha ha. Get it? Whale?
It's the way to forget the lad.
Anyway, me fellow pirates are good mates. The weather has been good. Very little rain this time. I have a ship cat now. Her name is Cat.
What a cute name for a kitty.
We'll find our destination soon. I know you didn't want me to leave, but I cannot accept a Christmas without presents.
I do hope he goes out of that. If only he knew what really meant during Christmas time. Being together is so much better than presents.
In case you hadn't noticed, Janie found her way aboard B ship before cast off. I'll make sure she gets home safely. Anyway, we'll be home soon. Love, your kids.
It sure is nice to hear from the kids while they're at school. Wait a second. Are Bartholomew and Janie my only children? I thought I had three kids. Guess not. I think I'll take a nap now.
Is taking way too long.
So long that all of my underwear has dried out since the storm.
I never miss Christmas with
Aw, man, Christmas Eve service is my favorite part. I can't believe I'll miss it.
My mom is going to be really mad when I get home if we miss the service.
Afternoon report, sir.
Pussy Mick.
Ron would like to lodge a complaint, sir. He said a mouse has taken over his bunk down below. He's angry that cat hasn't eaten it yet.
And it's huge!
He'll just have to wait until cat gets hungry again.
Also, the cookie's worried, sir. We've been selling for 3 days and are low on supplies. And the crew is worried about missing Christmas Eve service. Shouldn't we have arrived by now?
You'll have to speak with the captain about that one.
We should have. But the map is tough to read.
It looked fine when I stole it from you.
Well, that was before you shoved it in your doll's head and drooled on it in your sleep.
Land aboard!
Everybody shout for cheers!
Cheers!
Finally,
that
we never make. Maybe we can head home today.
Boy, that sure would be great. I really don't want to miss Christmas.
Me neither. Let's work fast.
Head directly north.
Aye, aye, Captain. Tie the sails. Prepare to drop anchor.
Tie the sails. Prepare to drop anchor.
Once we're on land, set up camp.
Oh, no. It's not. Okay.
Janie, you forgot to bring Cat. Go get her.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Upon the lass's return, we'll go complete our mission. Keep high, stay here and protect me ship and the shore. Cook, E, you reload the ship with food.
Are you sure you don't want more men to go with? You might need extra help.
No, no, tis fine, matey.
But...
Now, who wants to help Cook, E?
I wouldn't mind stretching my legs. A long walk sounds nice.
Oh, I think these two over here said something first. See?
Go on, go on. Christmas is right on our tails.
Aye, aye, Captain.
We can't let them get that treasure without us. Let's go.
What? 38,
39, 40. What now, lass? Zigzag east until you reach a tree. Then hop 2 paces forward, once to the left, and jump backwards. Then put your left hand in.
What? In where?
It doesn't say.
So?
Let's put it in something. Then you shake it all about, then you turn around, and X marks the spot.
What a ridiculous map. Where is it? I don't see any X.
Stop right there!
What are you doing on this island?
We're here for the treasure. What are you doing here?
We're marooned here by Jackie the Turtle.
Marooned! Abandoned! Castaway, castaways! Here! Here!
I think you mean Captain Jack Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow, but yes.
Actually, I found it. Not possible. The map took us right here.
I'm sure it did, Jack, but there is no way Jack Sparrow sent us to go staring
Jack Sparrow.
Oh, whatever. He made a big mass of very things that no one would ever come looking for.
By thunder, Christmas is ruined. Christmas is nothing without presents.
These checks from your fellow pirates. Now they're just
fellows. Mates. Castaway, castaway.
Steer. Steer.
So, what are you doing here?
We just explained that.
No, I mean, why would you leave your home right before Christmas? That's madness, Jack. I used to go to the Christmas Eve service every year, but...
We have to get back soon or we'll miss the service this year.
I needed treasure so I could put presents under the tree.
So you need the time with your family for treasure to buy presents?
Without presents, Christmas is just another day on the calendar, right?
That's rubbish. You've got family and you've got dad. You don't need anything else because they're what really matters. I would be happy to be back with my family, but I've been sent here for 7 years.
7 years?
What are you doing here?
I snuck on your ship and planned to steal your plunder again.
Fly man, you gutter snipe.
But I've changed my mind now. I don't want treasure anymore. I want to go home and spend Christmas with my family. I would also like to go to the service you keep talking about.
So do we.
We should head home so we at least get to see our families for Christmas.
I bet my mother's put baby Jesus in the manger by now.
Did you know he was born on this very night?
We'll get to hear all about it tonight if we get going.
I feel the same, mates. It seems I put too much value in loot and not enough on me family. Do you want to come with us?
Home! Family! Castaway, castaway!
Cheer! Cheer!
Arr, 'tis a true pirate are ye!
Yuck, pirates are disgusting.
We get to go home, Jack!
Hooray!
Woohoo!
Castaway, castaway!
Cheer!
Cheer!
Children, I missed you so much.
Meow.
Oh, hello, Cat. I've heard about you. How would you like to take Cat home? How would you like to bring Cat home to live with us?
Oh, Mom, you really know how to spoil the wee one.
Right, just the little one.
Caleb.
Let's get to the service already.
I can't believe we made it in time.
Thank you enough for giving us our lives back, Captain. We're so happy to make it back home, and just in time for Christmas.
'Tis me pleasure.
Was that your crew?
No, those are the men we found lost at sea.
And my boy saved him. How sweet. You really are a good boy.
Mom, I can't feel me face.
Oh, sorry, dear.
I'm sorry you didn't find any treasure, Captain.
That's shorter.
At least you get to spend Christmas with your family.
Hurry up, Simon. We need to get to the church.
It looks like it's going to be a Merry Christmas after all.
Merry Christmas!
And have a Happy New Year.
Mom, I wish I hadn't forgotten that Christmas was about family and baby Jesus. Those are the true reasons for the season. I'm sorry for the heartache I caused you.
That's all right, dear. All that matters is that you know now and that I love you.
Let's get going. It's almost time.
Yes, we don't want to miss it.
We three kings of Orient are
already mates, Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem.
Said the lookout to the bosun's mate. Do you hear what I hear?
I are there is no room at the inn.
Stop the decks with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Hoist the Roger if it's jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our pirate trappings, fa la 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 la.
Caught me peg leg in these wrappings,
fa la 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 la.
So Mary laid that baby in a manger.
Oh, cannonball, oh, cannonball, I'll shoot you through the stockade wall.
Boom!
That be the star for the wise dudes.
Wise men gave presents. I don't think they were teeth, though.
My captain told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Ar-gum-gum.
I'm trying to sing, you swats.
We like gum.
Fine, fine.
Didn't the angel say something to the shepherds?
Are the herald angels singing glory to the tiny king?
Mary sunk upon those thinking.
Up in the crow's nest, it's my turn, keeping warm with fun and scorn. I see winds and freezing sleet, too darn slippery to keep my feet. Yo ho ho, who wouldn't go?
All right, ye swabs, big finish.
Dashing through the snow is something we ain't done, because we never go away from the tropic sun.
Keep your cold in eye.
We think it's kind of dumb. We've got our Christmas paradise with peaches, fruit, and sun. Our jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to South the Caribbean today. Hey, jingle bells, Christmas on the sea. Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, a pirate's life for me. Yo-ho-ho, yo-ho-ho, pirate's life for me.
Merry Christmas, mateys, and a happy new...
Arr!
Thank you, kids. Matthew records the events of the birth of Jesus in Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born, the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and came to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." And after listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that had been seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. This is the word of God. So began a 2,000-year tradition of giving gifts at Christmas. And 2,000 years of confusion about what the real treasure is of Christmas. The pirates, seeking for treasure in order to be able to buy presents, and discovering what we all must learn, that there are some things more important than presents at Christmas. The message wrapped in a different perspective from the perspective of pirates and a beach. Sometimes I think I'd like to spend Christmas on a beach instead of in the cold. And in our day and age, this being the weekend before Christmas, it's a big shopping weekend as people seek treasure. And one of the things that we can do is to remind people that there are more important things at Christmas than treasure, more important things than presents. High on the list, of course, is family. It is a good time to seek reconciliation. It is a good time to gather together and lay aside the politics which divide us and come to appreciate once again one another. But family isn't as important as Christ. And I like the way the authors of our play wove together the importance of family and Christ. A Christmas Eve service where we come together to celebrate Jesus, where we reread the Christmas story, where we sing old traditional Christmas songs, albeit not with pirate lyrics, but we do sing Christmas songs to remember that it is all about Christ. And so whatever you do in this Christmas season, whatever gifts you buy, some of them might be the perfect gift. And if you can't afford gifts, that's okay. Because the most important thing about Christmas is not the treasure. It is Christ. Amen? Arr. This morning, I got a phone call before the first service from Eric Esau, his dad Truman, who attends here, has been in the hospital since surgery on Tuesday, and this morning his heart stopped beating. They revived him, called the family, and the family members are gathering 5 days before Christmas. wondering if this is the last time they're going to speak to their dad. And in all of the hubbub of Christmas, whatever the gifts are, the gift of life and the gift of Jesus Christ surpass anything that ends up under a tree. We're going to go to prayer. We're going to pray for Truman. I put him on the top of your prayer list for the next day or so. Although stable, he is obviously not in real good shape. So we're going to pray together. And we're going to take an offering, and we're going to end this service this morning with a traditional Christmas carol with no pirate words included, because it's going to focus us again on Jesus Christ. So let's bow together. Father, I thank you for kids and for the fun and laughter that comes with preparing a Christmas program. I thank you for the opportunity to be challenged to rethink the importance of treasure and the lengths to which we go to achieve things which ultimately don't matter. I pray that you would help us to focus again on the importance of family relationships and how Christ can bring healing to those family relationships. Remind us again that what we celebrate here at Christmas is not presents. It is the gift of the life of Jesus, of God Almighty sending His Son in order that we might be redeemed. Knowing that Jesus would ultimately die upon a cross, the greatest gift is one which we cannot give, but only receive. And so again this year, we thank you for Christ. And we're going to close, Lord, with worshiping you with giving of tithes and offerings, and with singing about the joy that has come to the world, and it is going to come when Christ returns. Amen. We'll have the ushers come for this morning's offering, and I think Bill, here he is.